Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This is a story that took place in Ukraine, which is a country in Europe next to Russia. In the city of Kremenchuk, in the country of Ukraine, there were a lot of very firm Yidden, and a lot of Yidden that learned a lot of Torah, and a lot of Yidden that gave a lot of tzedakah. One of them was a very wealthy man. He owned a flour mill. That means a place where flour was made by grinding up wheat. And of course, everybody needs such flour to make bread and so forth. And so he was able to make a lot of money. And in fact, he also had a lot of business deals for the government. And quite often, when a company can make business deals with the government, especially in those days, it meant that they would make a lot of money. But after a while, he became very, very, very rich, and he began to go away from Yiddishkeit and Torah mitzvahs because he was so proud of how wealthy he was and how he had all these connections with the government. And he started spending time with the non-Jewish people, socially spending time, going to their parties and so forth. And little by little, he left all of his Yiddishkeit behind, meaning that he stopped doing Torah mitzvahs. Once, he was in the city of Petersburg for business, and he heard that the Rebbe Rashab, fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe, who lived in approximately 1880, was then in town, and he was staying at a hotel. Now, although this Yid was not into Yiddishkeit, he did not do Torah mitzvahs, he was all involved only in non-Jewish things, but he suddenly had a very strong desire to see the Rebbe Rashab, who was known throughout the entire world for his wisdom and his holiness, and that he was a great tzaddik. So the rich Yid, the very wealthy Yid, who was not involved with Torah mitzvahs, came to the hotel, and Hasidim of the Rebbe Rashab were being let in one by one to have yechidus, to have a private audience, a private meeting with the Rebbe. But this wealthy Yid was not allowed in. So the wealthy businessman, the wealthy Jewish businessman, tried to force his way in. "Let me in," he said. "You have to let me in." So of course it became a big commotion with people shouting and shouting back. The Rebbe Rashab heard what was going on. He opened the door to the room in which he was letting people in for yechidus, and he motioned that this rich Yid should be allowed in. As the rich Yid, as the rich Jewish businessman came in, he saw the Rebbe, and he was suddenly filled with awe. That is, he saw how awesome and great and holy the Rebbe Rashab was. He had never seen a person like this. The businessman could not say a single word. The Rebbe Rashab calmed him down and asked him, "Why have you come?" Finally, after a while, the businessman was able to say an answer. "I didn't come for anything," he said. "I just came to see. I wanted to see the Rebbe." So the Rebbe gave him a bracha, and the rich businessman left. Years passed, and this wealthy businessman said, "From the moment I saw the Rebbe Rashab, the tzaddik, I changed completely. Seeing his holy face made a very deep impression on me." Now, I have seen very powerful people in the government and leaders of the kingdom, but I never really felt any real awe, any real fear. But when I saw the Rebbe, a very, very strong awe came over me because I understood how very great and holy the Rebbe Rashab was. I decided I must change my ways. When I got home, I got rid of all my treif dishes, and I decided to close my business on Shabbos every week. Little by little, he became a Yid that kept all of the Torah and the mitzvahs and had a very strong connection to the Rebbe. We see from this story the great power in seeing the face of a tzaddik. Very soon, Mashiach will arrive, and we will all have the opportunity to see the face of Mashiach, as well as all the other great tzaddikim that will come back by Tchias HaMesim, Moshe Rabbeinu, Avram Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, and all the great tzaddikim that we read about in Chumash and Navi and Mishnah and Gemara, and we'll see the faces of all of these holy tzaddikim. Have a wonderful day. Thank you very much for joining the story of the day.